Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Would a Mavs title or titles feel different if Giannis was brought in as a hired gun? Now, this is interesting because this spawned from a conversation we were having off air about, like, if Giannis went the KD route and he jumped in when things were rolling already for the Mavericks. And I told Corey, I was like, well, in theory, I want to say it wouldn't feel as good as that one Dirk title. But if we were winning back-to-back titles, I feel like I'd be like, well, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and give me just a second here, because this actually spawns, Kevin, from the Tim Cato point-counterpoint on The Athletic, where one, I can't remember who made the point of, I want Giannis. But Tim Cato's was, you don't need Giannis. And here's why. Like, you've been given all these great things. You don't need that thing, too, to make this better. And then added, this is the part that I think that really stuck out to me, was he was talking about Dirk Nowitzki's title, Kevin. And at the moment where you were watching Dirk sing We Are the Champions, and at the moment where you're watching everything that culminated with him the way he did it, you said that dude deserved that championship.
Yep.
Like, there's no doubt in anybody else's mind. Dirk did everything that it took. He felt the failures. He felt everything that it took and climbed back up the mountain again to finally get to where he belonged. And everybody around will say that was the most well-earned title ever. And I'm actually getting chills, Mike, talking about this right now because of, like, how hard he had to work to get there. But then he adds that part of, if you just, you know, plopped Giannis in on this team, it would feel diluted. And I was like, man, I might, like, look at it. Some people might look at it that way. But if I went back to back and then back to back to back, I'm fine with it. I've never experienced that since the Cowboys did it, you know, way back in the day. And so I want that feeling again.
I do, too. At the same time, I can understand where the reporter's coming from, because I give this as an example. What did you guys think of when LeBron won his first two in Miami? And what did you think of Kevin Durant winning his two in Golden State? And I do believe that's the perspective he's coming from. If you look at the probably two greatest players in the last 10 years, their first two championships, and Durant only has two, came through joining something that looked like it was ready-made. And this one isn't Golden State, but I just wonder, to y'all's opinions on, what do you guys think of Durant's two championships and then LeBron's two championships in Miami?
You know, I thought LeBron was going to be on a run for a while after he lost the Mavericks. You know, I was like, okay, he's going to do this. Durant, I don't take anything away from Steph. I don't think anything away from Clay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that Luka might not have much taken away, because this is his team.
His team, exactly.
And so I think for Giannis, it will.
That's fine, but as a Mavs fan, I guess that's kind of the angle I'm coming at from here. As Golden State fans, they were like, we don't give an F. We got Kevin Durant, and then we went and won the title where we were. We were right there anyway. But our guys still got it. And so that's kind of where I am. As a Mavs fan, if Giannis came here, I'd be like, dude, this is awesome. And then I asked Kevin, and then on top of that, I would be looking forward to being a title town and finally being able to wave that. Like, look, we got multiples in multiple years in a row because this team gelled well. This team was able to put this thing together, and this guy came and chose this basketball team. So that's where I would be, Mike, as a fan. I would not look at it. But I can see how the rest of the world would look at the one player, Would they look at Luka? They wouldn't look at Luka that way?
I don't think so, because like he's the guy who stayed to fight. You know, like that's the thing is nobody gets on to Michael Jordan about jumping teams or anything like that. Why? Because he stayed to fight. But they did bring in a new coach. They brought in Scottie Pippen. They eventually brought in like Dennis Rodman and all kinds of other players. But the thing is, he stayed there and it was his team. I think it would be the same theory here. Luka stayed there and it was his team. And then they brought people to him and he can theoretically be like, well, I can't control who comes here or who doesn't. I stayed here for the fight. Whereas if he jumps, then obviously there's no one else you can push the blame off on.
Yeah, the jump, like the Gary Payton, Karl Malone jump is always the worst, where you try to go get that ring and then you don't get it. And
yeah.
Then you're like, damn, I still ended my career. And I lost my allegiance to that one team for my entire career. So,
but well, the fart head, Gary Payton got one against.
Yeah, I know that. But that was the first one that I was like, oh, this is the first time I've ever seen that moment happen.
Yeah, but I with Karl Malone, I think people still largely view him as the dude who was there in that one location for a very long time, even if it wasn't the entirety. I don't understand.
Do they want to use him as representation still? What they found out?
Well, I mean, are they going to? Sure, because who else do they have?
No, it's you.
Sean Stockton.
Darren Williams.
Those guys are together. Stockton and Malone are handcuffed.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. But I don't understand, and maybe I'm the one who was wrong here, and I'm completely ready to accept that, but maybe you guys can enlighten me. What is the fascination with it having to be difficult? Because that's ultimately what it seems like the argument is why make it easier than it is, Reggie.
Because you're not tough enough. You're not tough enough to mentally, physically, to overcome adversity. You had to go take an easy way out.
And people in this country, they love seeing the story of you fail and then overcome that failure. I don't know why.
Name one story, Kevin, of fail.
Michael Jordan is a great example of what people use
because he missed his high school team or supposedly.
Well, I actually pulled up this. I retweeted this, I don't know, 5 days ago, and this is a Michael Jordan quote. He says, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful. To be happy, you got to have disappointment. And I don't know if you guys like that quote or not like that quote, but that was I saw that on Twitter the other day, is on Bleacher Report from Michael Jordan. And so I guess that's kind of to go through the struggle and to stick with it and then to figure it out, then to be the champion, I think means a lot more to that person. And I think maybe as a fan of that sport or that team, it can mean more that, wow, you had to get your butt beat for this, against this team, and you figured out a way how to finally beat that team and how to finally win that championship. And so, I don't know. Hey, I get it. I mean, Durant, LeBron, they're some of the greatest players in the history of basketball, and they have the championships. But I just don't know overall how much it's soup. I don't know. It's good. It's good that they did that.
I do have another branch to this, if you guys will kind of go along with me here. What if Giannis comes here and is like, this is where I really always wanted to be. The Mavericks just didn't draft me. And then spends the rest of his career here. Never leaves. Never goes anywhere else. Spends the rest of his career here and wins as many championships and titles with Luka as he can. And he's like, that's just the one move I wanted to make. I just didn't want to be in Milwaukee. All the buildings are cream-colored, and it's weird to me. So I needed to go somewhere else where they have a really cool building with a triangle on top. Like, what if that's his approach to it is he wanted to be here, and then you just got the luxury of winning it. Would that change anybody's look at him? Because now that Durant has gone and left, like, that looks like, oh, well, I mean, that was a dude that just went anywhere he could find the thing.
He would be joining, though, the favorite to win the MVP in 2021. That's the one thing. I do think you make a valid point if he really wanted to be in Dallas, but people would look at it and go, you just joined let's just say Luka does win the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
You just won the MVP, and then the guy who just beat you in the MVP, you're going to team up with the MVP?
So, Kevin, do you agree with that?
Maybe.
Okay, because here's my thought on that, Mike. You're saying that he should pass to the lesser shooter whenever the better shooter is wide open. Like, that's just a smart decision to go play with the MVP and spend your year with a player that's about your age.
It's not difficult, Corey.
Grow with forever. Oh, see, so hold on. I have to pass to the worst shooter on my team now. because it has to be difficult. That's what y'all are saying, is now every time I want to make a basket, it has to be the worst guy on the team. I can't make it easy on myself by just dunking on everybody.
I do think, as a big fan of basketball in the NBA, I'm trying to come around on that this is AAU basketball now. It's not – and I get it. Like, the players should have the right. If they don't like their situation or they don't think they're ever going to win, it's up to them to sign a 5-year deal or a 2-year deal or whatever it is to have freedom to go to where they want to go play. So I totally get that. And I have to get over that because I'm 42. I grew up in the 80s where Magic led the Lakers, Larry led the Celtics, Isaiah led the Pistons, Michael led the Bulls, Hakeem led the Rockets, right? So my whole life I saw, if you're drafted by that team and you're good enough, you lead that team to a championship. And that has totally changed in the NBA, and I have to try to get used to that.
All right, and so what's the difference between a guy leaving and a guy demanding that his team bring more talent to his roster?
Because the demand to bring more talent to your roster says, I will stay with you guys and I will continue to fight, because they don't necessarily have to do any of those things. Whereas the people who leave, they can dictate specifically the situation. Just because you ask for something doesn't mean it's going to happen.
So it's about who holds the power in that instance then, right? We don't want the players to feel like they are, or we don't want to feel like the players ultimately control things. We want to feel like the teams control things. And then also maybe a modicum of there is a civic pride tied up in your team, and thus you want to feel wanted by this player?
I think it's the second one. Like, I see where you're going with the first one. I think that might kind of be a different issue. I think it's the second one more than anything. But, I mean, it's not just sports where that's changed. Like, societally, that's changed. Like, it's not like your grandfather who would work at the same job for his entire life. Like, the way people act.
That's what I want.
People,
my grandfather worked at the morning news
as a
print press guy for his entire career.
And I respect the hell out of that, but people act like sports is an anomaly where this happens. Absolutely not. Like, you see people jump jobs all the freaking time now. It's no different. Sports is no different than the real world. So,
name
like,
one radio host that was at one station and went to another station. That
John
doesn't
Sharif.
Happen. Oh.
Take that, Sean.
Crap. My bad.
I mean, he
I
was.
Kevin, I'm sorry, man. It's just our careers have been, you know, we've been in one place.
It's because you guys are better and want it to be difficult.
We're essentially Michael Jordan.
Then they added the Greek freak to your show.
Wow!
Nice job, Mike.
Now that's an out right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.